As he spoke thus, Eurymachus grew angrier still at heart, and looking sternly on Odysseus, he spoke these winged words. "Wretch, I shall do you mischief soon for prating so, braving these many lords and unabashed at heart. Surely the wine has touched your wits, or else it is your constant way to chatter idly. Are you beside yourself because you beat that scapegrace, Iris?" So saying, he seized a footstool. Odysseus crouched by the knees of Amphinomus of Dulichium, fearing Eurymachus, who hit the right hand of the wine-pourer. Down went his beaker, clattering to the ground, and he himself fell moaning in the dust. But the suitors broke into uproar up and down the dusky hall, and glancing at his neighbor, one would say, "Would that the vagabond had perished elsewhere before he came in here. He would not then have caused this din. Here we are, brawling over beggars. No more delight in jolly feasts. Now worse things have their way." Then said to them revered Telemachus, "Sirs, you are mad, and do not hide what you have drunk and eaten. Some god excites you. But now that you have feasted well, go home to bed as quickly as you please. Yet I drive none away." He spoke, and all with teeth set in their lips marveled, because Telemachus had spoken boldly. And then Amphinomus, the illustrious son of noble Nisus and grandson of Aretias, addressed them, saying, "Friends, in answering what is fairly said, none should be angry and retort with spiteful words. Let none abuse the stranger, nor any of the servants in great Odysseus' hall. Come then, and let the wine-pourer give pious portions to our cups, that after a libation we each go home to bed. And let us leave the stranger here within Odysseus' hall, to be cared for by Telemachus, for to his house he came." He spoke, and to them all his words were pleasing. So a bowl was brewed by the lord Mulius, a Dulichian page and follower of Amphinomus. To all in turn he served, and they, with a libation to the blessed gods, drank of the honeyed wine. Then, after they had poured and drunk as their hearts would, desiring rest, they each departed homeward.